You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. 54 in Salt Lake City, KSL's top story. A message from the family of Santaquin Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier, the officer killed in the line of duty yesterday morning. His brother Mike made the drive from Wyoming to speak at City Hall this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera joining us live to share that emotional statement. Eric?
Jeff, surrounded by officers from every department involved in capturing the suspect, the fallen officer's younger brother, Mike Hoosier, shared a statement from the family he leaves behind, starting with how he started serving his community.
Bill started his law enforcement journey as a volunteer, unpaid, doing the same job. And he started that late in life. So it was a decision that he made, something that he wanted to do.
As the tears flowed, he concluded his remarks, sharing how much he loved the work.
Doing a job that he loved. Serving people that he loved. This community, his brothers and sisters in law enforcement, in this community that he called home.
A GoFundMe has been made to help the family he leaves behind. You can find that and more at kslnewsradio.com. Reporting live from Santaquin, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The governor has ordered all flags be flown at half-staff at state facilities for the sergeant. They'll be lowered until he's buried. The governor says any private citizens, businesses, or other organizations are welcome to also fly their flags at half-staff in Sergeant Hoosier's memory. KSL News Time 5:32. Utah's new NHL team is getting a brand-new practice facility. And it's going to be easy for the players to go shopping after practice. KSL Sports NHL insider Jay Stevens told Utah's Noon News the shops at Southtown are the location and they won't be torn down.
They've been looking for a while for a place to put a team or, you know, for our practice facility ever since the announcement that we're going to have an NHL team. It's obvious they needed a place to practice since the Delta Center will host both the NHL and the NBA. So they've been looking around, and it just made sense, I think. They made this agreement with the shops at Southtown, and you're going to have an amazing state-of-the-art facility with at least two NHL-sized ice rinks.
Maybe at like a closed Macy's anchor store at the shops. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe continues our coverage from the shops at Southtown.
The mall is rather empty on a Monday afternoon, so several business owners here say they're excited that this could bring new foot traffic to the area. The Smith Entertainment Group says they'll build two regulation ice rinks, and they don't want to limit access to just the professionals, saying they'll have youth and community hockey programs here as well.
Smith Entertainment Group plans to have construction completed for the 2025 hockey season. Prosecutors are laying out the paper trail leading to former President Trump at his hush money trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Staff prosecutors showing invoices and checks signed by the former president they claim were aimed at buying the silence of an adult film actress. The series of checks mostly drawn from his personal bank account. Meanwhile, the judge today finding Mr. Trump in contempt of court again for violating a gag order. He fined him another $1,000. As he left the courtroom today, Mr. Trump called the trial schedule an election interference tactic to keep him off the campaign trail.
The other thing that maybe is even more disgraceful is the gag order, where I can't basically, I have to watch every word I tell you people.
This new fine is on top of the $9,000 Mr. Trump had to pay last week. The judge also raised the possibility of sending the former president to jail. Meantime, the former Georgia special prosecutor who was forced to resign from the election interference case against Mr. Trump over his relationship with the district attorney is explaining what happened.
My private life became the focal point of the case. My private life has nothing to do with the merits of that prosecution.
Nathan Wade told ABC News he believes there will be a day of reckoning in the case, despite it being sidelined for months over the scandal. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A Salt Lake City park that's become a haven for the homeless could soon get a facelift.
Cottonwood Park is a favorite of dog owners because there is a large off-leash area. The 17-acre park straddles the Jordan River in the northwest part of the city, which raises safety concerns due to the number of unsheltered people who camp in the park.
And that is a large and a valid concern. It's hard to try to imagine like what a park can be.
Kara Johnson, a city planner, says there is a survey seeking comments regarding what things people would like to see at the park, though construction won't start for more than a year. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:35. Ricky, during the procession to Santa Quinn, I was listening on the way to work and I heard you, and you said something that really struck me.
Mm-hmm.
If I-15 is closed, it's never anything good.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. And it was not the day for drivers to go barreling down the road at 80, 90, 100 miles an hour. And they didn't. I was so proud of Utah drivers at that time. But I am afraid that we have some issues. One is a crash southbound I-15 in Draper. This is near 123rd South. Those vehicles are over to the right near the exit ramp. And a KSL traffic trooper reporting a crash with a pickup truck that rolled over southbound I-15 near the Centerville exit. A lot of debris across the road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute's on the way next. Stay right here.
Hey, this